Let's begin our look at the various parts of the Mass at the beginning, the introductory rites. You know, the Mass really begins before you even arrive at church. Prior to the liturgy, you need to prepare yourselves before you come to church. So preparation is done at home throughout the week when we're talking about coming for Sunday Mass. Then immediate preparation is done before arriving for Mass. And once you arrive at church, that time is really for assembling and building community. The gathering should be done with a certain amount of decorum, though, because the gathering is in a sacred place. But that gathering is not primarily a time for personal prayer. The personal prayer needs to be done in preparation for arriving for Mass on the weekend. Now, what's the purpose of the introductory rites of the Mass? The purpose of the introductory rites is basically to make the assembled people a united community and to prepare them to properly listen to God's Word and to celebrate the Eucharist. Usually, the introductory rites begin with a gathering song. The purpose of the gathering song is to open the celebration, to deepen the unity of the people, to introduce them to the mystery of the season or feast being celebrated, and to accompany the procession, usually. The gathering song opens the people's minds, and where minds are meeting in the same thoughts expressed in song, then community is beginning to be formed. As the procession approaches the altar, the priest and the ordained ministers kiss the altar, a gesture of reverence acknowledging the altar as a symbol of Christ. Many liturgists believe the altar should be completely bare at this point. Others now believe a way of embracing the altar might be appropriate. The priest then leads the people in making the sign of the cross. Many liturgists believe nothing should be said by the presider until after the sign of the cross. This signing symbolizes the belief that God is one, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and we are His people, saved in, with, and through Christ. Our signing ourselves with the cross proclaims our belonging to Christ and our faith in Christ as the way to share in the life of God and the way to establishing a true human community on earth, the building of the kingdom of God. Mass begins with this invocation of the triune God, praising God in, with, and through Christ. Then through a greeting, the priest expresses the presence of the Lord to the assembled community. The greeting and the people's response manifest the mystery of the church that is gathered together at that moment. In any human relationship, a greeting is the first attempt to welcome another with graciousness and warmth, and so it is in our celebration of Mass. The presider expresses the wish that the Lord, or peace, or grace, should be with the people in their worship, and they return his greeting, specifying that the Lord, peace, or grace, may be with him in the exercise of his ministry. The greeting formularies contained in the Roman Missal are drawn from Scripture. Many liturgists feel they should be used as they are printed and should not be altered because they are scriptural in origin. After the greeting, we enter into the penitential rite usually, and that's where the Mass of the day is introduced. Then the priest invites the congregation to take part in the penitential rite, which is a general confession made by the entire assembly and is concluded by what used to be considered an absolution formula. A sign of the cross is no longer prescribed during that formula, though. Note that this is not an examination of conscience. The penitential rite is actually an act of thanksgiving for love and an admission of our need for continual conversion. It is the community's statement of confidence that God is with them. For the first 700 years, the Roman Missal had no penitential rite. When it was first introduced around the year 700, it was actually the Agnus Dei accompanying the action of breaking of the bread. It was only much later that it took on its present form. The rite as we have it is more simplified and should be, and it should be seen as part of the entrance rite, not a rite unto itself. It is now a statement of our need to be open to God, both to hear His word and to receive His body and blood in Holy Communion. And we are not always open to Him. The Lord have mercy. This acclamation, and notice I call it an acclamation, praises the Lord and implores His mercy. There are three forms that can be used. The Confiteor, which concludes with the litany said after the president's absolution prayer. The brief form, which is little known by people, form B. And the threefold litany, whose acclamation should be about Christ, not about us. Now, I think it's also important to note that the rite of blessing and sprinkling may replace the penitential rite on Sundays. Many liturgists believe this should be the norm for Sundays rather than the penitential rite. Many liturgists believe this can also apply to solemnities which do not fall on Sundays. Then, the glory to God, the Gloria, is sung or recited. The Gloria is an ancient hymn in which the church, assembled in the Spirit, praises and prays to the Father and the Lamb. It is an ancient hymn of praise, full of joy and life, whose theme is the reconciliation of God and humanity in peace and love. It surely dates back to about the 4th century. The Gloria is sung or said on Sundays outside of Advent and Lent, on solemnities and feasts, and at solemn local celebrations. Many liturgists believe it should be sung whenever it is used, because it really is a hymn. And then the introductory rites conclude with the opening prayer or collect. In the collect, the priest invites the people to pray and all spend some moments in silence so that they may realize that they are in God's presence and so that they may formulate their intentions for the Mass. After that time of silence, the priest then prays the prayer that gathers or collects the desires, aspirations, and needs of the community and presents them to the Father through the Son in the Holy Spirit. The prayer usually expresses the theme of the celebration. This prayer was introduced into the liturgy in the mid-5th century, at which time it served as the conclusion of a litany of prayers in which the presider collected and summed up the intentions of the people. The people's response, Amen, is a biblical affirmation meaning, so may it be. The word is used in the liturgy as an expression of ratification, assent, or acceptance. The collect is actually the climax of the introductory rites.